Securities and investment advisory services offered through Osaic Wealth Incorporated, member FINRA SIPC. Gens Financial is located in St. Cloud and can be reached by calling 320-258-3688.
Niles, good morning. How are you?
Good. Good morning. How are you doing?
Yeah, great. Steve Gottwald in for Bob Hughes this morning. Niles Gens in studio with us, as he does this time. And we were just talking off air a little bit about the fact that so many people are retiring now.
Yeah, before we get into all that, happy 4th of July, everybody.
To you, too.
And be safe out there and enjoy your time off. If you got time off tomorrow, hopefully you do. The baby boomers are here. Steve, you and I are baby boomers, of course.
We are.
And this year, 2024, there are more people turning 65 in the United States than were ever happened before or will happen in the future.
Wow.
This is the biggest block of people turning 65. And the generally speaking, the retirement age target for a lot of people is 65. Several reasons. It's about time. You're eligible for Medicare generally at age 65, the month you turn 65, so the health insurance becomes different. I was telling you just before we jumped on air, our phone's ringing off the hook. And I would thought this week would be kind of slow because of the holiday. We have four incoming lines, and the last couple of days, they all been lit up.
Wow. Is it a lot of people cramming for the finals, as they say, people who haven't really thought about retirement, and now it's kind of staring them in the face?
Yep. Some people say, a lady I visited with yesterday, she's retiring end of the month. Okay.
Wow.
Using her PTO up for the month of July and has to go in last couple of days of July, just kind of wrap things up, and she's done. So we're seeing a lot of that. I probably can think of six or seven people I've talked to just this week that are retiring yet this summer. Okay.
Wow.
So obviously it comes into play what to do with an existing 401k, 403b, 457, or whatever number you want to use for the retirement plan, what to do with the health insurance, what to do, set up a budget, that type of thing. So that basically what we're seeing. But again, let's go back to the 4th of July being tomorrow. I'll record the show today on July 3rd, of course. Be safe out there, everybody. A lot of interesting things about the 4th of July that I'm not going to go over with you, but 4th of July celebrations have been around for a long time.
Yes.
One thing I thought kind of funny, and not really funny, but back during the pre-revolutionary years, King George III, remember him?
I don't. I'm not quite that old.
Yeah.
But yeah, King George.
King George. George Washington, RBF knows about George Washington, issued double rations of rum to all of his soldiers back during the independence anniversary.
I'll take that, yeah.
Yeah, back in 1778, 1781, that type of thing. So again, basically what I would like to stress to people, if you don't have an American flag up on your property.
Oh, my.
Or in your office, a big one here in the studio on the wall, which is always nice to see.
It is.
Take time, all the time, to thank a veteran. But especially around these holidays, okay? If you see a veteran with a Korean cap on or Vietnam or a younger soldier, Afghanistan, Iraq, Kuwait, that type of thing.
Thank them.
Just take a few minutes, walk up to them, just to shake their hand and say thank you, and that's all you got to say.
It is a habit of mine that any time I can identify somebody as a veteran, they're either wearing one of those hats or they've got something on that really says, yeah, I'm a veteran. I always say thank you for your service, and I have never, ever had any of them look at me askance or feel offended by that.
Yep.
They're always grateful for that.
I think the most common answer is it was our honor.
Yeah.
That's exactly. Most common. Yep.
Exactly. Occasionally they look a little embarrassed, almost like they don't know how to respond because they didn't think about that. They didn't do it to get our thanks.
No, no.
They did it to preserve our freedom.
Yeah, especially the ones, the Korean conflict, I guess we should be calling it, and the Vietnam War, a lot of those people were drafted. So they had no choice. But after that, it was strictly a volunteer. It still amazes me how big a military force we have, and those are all volunteers.
Yeah, incredible.
They didn't have to join the forces. They don't have to do what they obviously do for us. So if you get an opportunity when you come to Gens Financial, or give us a call, Denise, my right-hand person, is 12 years in the military. Three tours in the Middle East, two in Iraq during the conflict.
Wow.
She drove a semi hauling fuel
wow.
to the theater.
Wow.
And it still amazes me how she's not very tall lady, how she reached the pedals on those semis. But again, if you get an opportunity to thank a veteran, by all means, take an opportunity to do it.
Absolutely. Thank you for your service is all you have to say.
Yep. And I've made a habit of it. If I see one in a restaurant or somewhere along the way, and don't make a big deal about it, just tell the waitress to give me the bill. Don't even tell the veteran that you're doing it. Nobody else needs to know. Just slide, if you can afford it, obviously.
That is very cool. That's a great thing to do.
Just slide me the bill, okay? Don't even tell them. Just take care of it, okay?
Absolutely.
So let's talk about what Gents Financial does, retirement planning. So baby boomers are like no generation before. If you think of our parents, my dad never retired, okay? He owned the farm back home, of course, which my wife and I now own. He had a Skelly gas station, you know. My dad died at 75 years old. The day before he died, he was at the station, you know, making sure my brother, making sure my two brothers were running things properly, of course. but just basically just died in his sleep. Okay, I think that was the farmer mentality in him.
Yeah,
just didn't have nothing else to do. Okay,
yeah, there's a lot of that with that generation. They didn't know quit.
Yeah, it wasn't in them. If you look at my grandfather who died at 68, my dad's dad. You know, my brother found him in the cow lot just laying there dead.
Oh, my.
Okay? But retirement was never talked about prior to us. So our generation now is retiring, very rapid numbers like we talked about before. So, but the key to a successful retirement is not only having your finances in order, but what are you going to do?
Exactly.
Okay? So I've had clients over the years that retired. Especially the men have more of a problem with this than the gals do, is that you got to have something to do, okay? So I have.
Well, you've been defined by your career.
Yep.
So your job, in most cases, for guys at least, and I know this is true for women as well, but you've been defined by your career. That's kind of how you're raised and,
right.
and how your mindset is set up. And now suddenly you're going to set that aside. And so what fills that gap?
Yep. I can think of a client, his first name's Jim. He retired 58, 59 years old.
Ooh.
And I've known Jim for years. Him and his wife, Jody, have been clients for a long, long, long time. And he said, Niles, I'm retiring. I'm selling my business. And it's okay, Jim. You have been going to your office by 5 o'clock every morning, and you're rolling in there on weekends too, okay? You need to find something. Oh, I got plenty of stuff to do. Don't worry about it.
Yeah.
It's 6 months after they sold their business. I had him come in the office. I looked at him. I said, Jim, how are things going? Niles, I'm bored stiff.
Oh,
and
no.
he looked at me and said, don't say nothing. I know you told me so.
I told you so. Said,
okay, so let's forget about the last 6 months of being bored stiff. Let's find something to do. So he's back in the game now. He started up a little business on the side. Gives him something to do every morning and keeps him out of his wife's hair, which is a huge thing, okay? But you need to find something to do. So on a personal note, I see myself having that problem.
Oh, yeah.
You know, I have 44.
You're a busy guy.
Yeah, I have 44 years in this business next month, okay?
Wow.
I have been getting up at 5:30 in the morning, get in the office by 7-ish thereabouts, okay, and getting home at about 7-ish, okay? Now, granted, I've cut back on the Fridays. I generally don't work Fridays anymore, unless a client has to see me, of
sure.
course. I don't work Saturdays and Sundays anymore. But you go back 20, 30 years ago, different game. So I see myself, we're on vacation, like I told you, the last 2 weeks. Holly and I went to Glacier National Park. If you haven't been there, everybody listening today, get there.
One of the most beautiful places in the country.
Yeah.
It really, really is.
As we're driving that road to the sun, my wife and I with our Jeep.
Yeah.
And I looked at my wife. My wife and I are from southwestern Minnesota. Cornfields, soybean fields, alfalfa fields, cows and pigs. That's what we grew up looking at, okay?
It's not like that out west.
Nope. And I hear I'm looking at it. Mountains with snow on them. I can see one place we went, we had some mountain goats. Another place where those bighorn sheep. We did see two black bear cubs just for a few seconds. Didn't know where mom was at. I didn't look for mom, by the way.
Watch out for mom.
Yep. But you look at that, it just awestruck. Okay. So, and the point is, to get this part of the conversation, you need to do that stuff before your health goes bad, and then you're sitting there in the hospital or you're sitting in your home, you're in the nursing home, and you're saying, I wish.
You know, you create that bucket list mm-hmm. in your mind before retirement. At least I have, and I know you have too.
Yep.
You got this bucket list in mind and all these things you want to do, and then suddenly health catches up with you. I've seen this with some of the people who are further ahead of me and in retirement.
Right.
And now suddenly they can't go. They've got a mobility issue or whatever. So do it while you're yep. while you're healthy, while you're young.
Make yeah, if plans. It's a, if it's a husband and wife situation, or if you're a couple, and when you one of the couples gets sick, like my wife 2.5 years ago, we couldn't do anything for about 2 years until yeah. her health got back to normal now. So that kind of took the wind out of our sails. Yeah, but get the bucket list, write things down. What I've done with clients in the past, and I've ran out of pictures now, but I'm going to be getting more here shortly. Helene and I, 5-6 years ago, were in Alaska, and we took a picture of Denali.
Mm, beautiful.
And one of the few wow. times you could see it without clouds, and it had the snow on it and stuff. So I took pictures of that, and I had 5x7 pictures of the extra pictures in my desk drawer. Mm. So a client would be talking, you know, we'd like to go to Alaska someday. So I'd reach out, give them a picture. So put this on your microwave and stop talking about it.
Make plans now.
So I can't tell you how many clients who've gone to Alaska since I've been handing those pictures out.
Now, you should be getting a commission or something from the travel agents.
I should agents. Have against travel company or something like that. But again, you don't have to go to Alaska. If you want yeah. to go to Yellowstone, if you want to go to Duluth or whatever, okay? But do you put a picture in the bathroom mirror, okay? Put a picture. Everybody looks at your microwave or the refrigerator, okay? Put a picture.
Put it where you can see it.
Yeah. You know, so we have on our refrigerator is a picture of our grandkids because we want to make sure we yeah. spend time with them. We've been blessed with 9 very, very healthy grandkids. So same as you?
Same as us,
okay.
yep.
Okay. Actually, number 9 is getting baptized this weekend.
Oh, wonderful. Always congratulations.
Cool. Yeah, thank you. So, but again, the point is that retirement is not like our parents who didn't talk about it. And if they did, or they didn't talk about it, period. But a lot of times their retirement was sitting in the front porch with a cup of coffee reading the newspaper.
Exactly.
Okay, I'm okay with sitting on the porch reading with a cup of coffee reading the newspaper for about 30 minutes, but did get going, okay? So you need to be active in retirement, but in order to be active, you have to have your finances in order. Besides finances, you have to have a budget in order. I don't demand it because I can't because I deal with adults, but I strongly urge people to get a budget.
Do you find people are unrealistic about what they think they're actually going to need in retirement?
They undershoot it, okay? Another thing that they get wrong is longevity.
Mm.
I've had clients in the office, many of them, that are in their early 60s, mid-60s, retiring, and they're perfectly good health, physically good shape, height and weight's good, don't smoke, exercise. Well, Niles, we probably only live to mid-70s.
Yeah.
Really?
Not so much.
People
are living longer.
I beg to differ. I said, by the way, I'm going to, and I make a note in our system, thinks they're going to die at 75, just kind of as a memory. And I tell people, see, I typed that in there. When you're 75, I'm going to bring that up to you. When you're 85, I'm going to bring that up to you, okay?
Paul and I, our financial plan, part of the assumptions we put into our financial plan for retirement is we're going to live to 99, both of us.
Yep.
Now, that may not happen, but you want to plan so you don't outlive your money.
Yep. The software programs that we use is 95. Okay.
Yeah.
Prior to the COVID breakout, they were telling us to move, change it to 105.
Yeah.
Wow. So one thing, the meetings that we used to go to be pre-COVID, now we don't go to meetings where it's webinars and all that stuff. They were telling us that if they get this pancreas thing figured out, people will live way past 100.
Wow. Healthy.
Yeah, and take care of diabetes and the whole works. But the point is, this is a new phase in your life. It's not an end-all phase. It's a new opportunity for you to do things that you maybe wanted to do in your 20s and 30s, didn't have time because you had kids, couldn't afford it. You know, I know how much money you made for you guys got married. I made $3 an hour when we got married, okay? And I had a $20 bill in our pocket when we got married, so.
Yeah, we were not making a ton of money when we started.
Yes. So now is the opportunity in your life to have a budget. So, you know, it costs me $5,000 a month to pay my bills, that type of thing. And I'm going to put an extra $1,000 on top of that for whatever reason. I have an emergency account set up in case the air conditioner decides not to work, a heater doesn't work, whatever. I have a catastrophic a hailstorm hits the house, and I have a $2,500 deductible. You need to set money aside so you're comfortable knowing if something happens, okay, no big deal.
Right.
I got it.
Or if you decide you want to do something special, you've got that money set aside so you can do that.
Yep. So debt is a four-letter word, I think, intentionally.
Ooh, yeah.
Okay? Credit cards are not a four-letter word, but I'll throw them in there with debt. Okay?
Or debt.
I heard credit cards now are close to 30% interest.
Yeah, and Americans are carrying more credit card debt than they have in decades.
Yeah,
it's just off the charts.
Went from $1 trillion to $1.2 trillion here in the last few months.
It's huge.
I was talking to clients yesterday, longtime clients, and we got talking about the restaurants, and they're all just packed.
And a lot of people eating out.
Which is good. But my wife and I, we were out to West Glacier here the last 2 weeks. We generally eat in our camper. Because I like cooking.
Oh, yeah. Okay?
I like cooking and like eating, obviously. But we went out for lunch one day. We're out driving around. It was a nice, cool day. So we had our dogs with us, so we were able to leave them in the Jeep a little bit while we went and grabbed a couple hamburgers. And so we each had a hamburger, French fries, and a Coke, $80.
No way. For two of you.
Two of us.
Oy, oy, oy.
So I'm looking at these people sitting around that had four or five kids with them. I go, holy smokes. But the point is that I didn't like paying $80. Don't kid yourselves, but it didn't.
But you're on vacation. You're on a trip. You're on vacation.
We had budgeted for all that.
Yeah.
It wasn't a big deal. But the point is at our ages, you want to be able to have no debt.
Right.
I'm still a firm believer having the house paid for. I know people out there in my industry and people listening today will challenge me on that. Okay, you don't have your house paid for, use that money, invest it. Okay, yeah, I can see your point, but I still like having my house paid for.
I'd like that.
Yeah,
I really would.
I still don't like car payments, you know. I don't like credit card payments. Once you can get rid of all that stuff, it's pretty easy monthly budget just to, you know, sail through.
So it's really important. If you're approaching the age of 60 or you're just into your 60s, boy, really think about knocking down any big piece of debt that you've got on your books.
So thankfully, we work here in central Minnesota. The vast majority of people that come into our office, clients or non-clients, don't have much credit card debt. We don't see 10, 15, 20 horror stories of 100,000.
Yeah.
We just don't see it. Okay. Rare occurrence, you know, Niles Jr. and Kevin do the first appointments at our office, and then I usually do the second appointment and beyond. So they'll red flag somebody who has a lot of credit card debt. And I haven't seen anybody red flagged for a long time. The reason why I red flag is I want to bring it up to them and say how we can get this thing paid off. That's why they red flag it. Now, it's okay to, like on our trip, we put all the fuel in the motorhome and the Jeep on a credit card. You know, then when I get, you know, I'll get, you know, next week when I get time, I'll go on the
website. As long as you pay off the balance, it's no big.
And next week I'll go on the website, take the receipts out of the envelope that we keep in the glove box and make sure they all line up and then go to pay and done.
Okay.
So again, debt is huge. But again, the biggest thing in retirement, I don't know what particular order, have a plan of what you're going to do. Have no debt or very little debt. Have a budget and have income set up so you know I got my Social Security check coming in. If you are fortunate enough to have a pension paying you, have that coming in. I have investments that are paying out so much per month. I also have my investments set up that I make money when the stock market goes up. When I say stock market, I mean like the S&P 500.
Sure.
Or the Dow Jones. So when the stock market goes up, I make money. What more importantly, when the stock market goes down, I have protection for that. Because the worst thing you could do is say retired 65 with, I don't pick a number, $500,000. And the stock market goes down like in 2008, 30 some odd percent.
Yeah.
Now you're down to 350.
And you're biting your fingernails because you don't have any income to make up for that at that
point. So the key to retirement is debt, control, budget. Have your investments set up to where if the market has a correction, by correction, I don't mean 5%. I mean a 10, 15, 20, 30% or more correction, that you're not adversely affected by that. Okay.
And then a plan for what you're going to do in retirement. Now, are you hearing it all? I mean, sometimes people drop their big job and they pick up maybe a small job or something that keeps them busy, maybe pays them a little bit of money, but they don't have to make a living wage, as they say.
Yeah, they just do it for something to do. Yeah, we are seeing people doing even part-time where they're at or job sharing type things. Yeah, you got to stay active.
Fantastic. We are talking with Niles Gentz, Gentz Financial. We'll take a break here and we'll be back with Niles on AM 1450, FM 99.3, KNSI. Niles Gentz of Gentz Financial joining us live in studio here at KNSI. Great to have you aboard. Niles, always great information, and we've been talking about planning for retirement and the fact that so many people, more than ever in U.S. history, are at that retirement age.
First part of the show, we talked about there's more people turning 65 in the United States this year than any other time in history or in the future.
Wow. Okay?
So a lot of people are retiring. Like I said before, our phones are ringing off the hook. People are calling in from the radio show, from workshops, past. I had a lady in yesterday that was in 6 years ago, and she kept my business card all the way through, and she's retiring at the end of the month. Okay.
Wow.
So another opportunity you would have, which we've been working on here this spring and early summer, is that you've been to our workshop a couple years ago, I think it was.
Yep, we were. Paul and I both showed up.
And so that is now available to watch on your computer. Okay, so just call the office and say, I would like to watch the workshop. You can stop. You can watch part of it, stop, come back to where you were, go backwards, that type of stuff. You can walk on your cell phone, any kind of device, you can watch our workshop. It was recorded in March at the Holiday Inn here in town. So it's just me. Okay, same thing you'd see in person. So
they do makeup and have lights and everything?
No, there's not. They had the lights and three cameras, but there's not enough makeup to. I have a face for radio, obviously, as we know. But no, I think it's well done. It took a couple months after we did it to edit and make sure it looked good and that type of stuff.
Let's throw out the number because people can call the office and get information about how to access that.
320-258-3688. Or go to GentzFinancial.com. You can capture all that information. But I think it's worthwhile. I've watched it. I've watched it myself. Okay,
good stuff.
Yeah. So let's talk about, as far as we can get through the last few minutes we have, 11 money habits financial experts wish more people would cultivate.
Okay? Oh boy, this is a good list.
And
I'm sure
we talked about this a little bit during the news break here. Think beyond yourself.
Yes.
Okay. You and I have been blessed with kids and grandkids. Hopefully, my wife and I live long enough, which I think we should, to see great-grandkids.
Wouldn't that be amazing?
But we'd like to leave a legacy. We're not the Rockefellers or the Daytons or something like that. But when it comes to a legacy, it's not only financial, but it's other things.
Values.
Yes. So I'd like to see somewhere down the road, not too soon, hopefully, that our grandkids or our great-grandkids come to visit us at our final resting spot. And, Grandma and Grandpa were good people. They did this, they did this. We enjoyed the time we spent with them. Maybe they helped pay for college, whatever, okay? forget the financial part of it, but just that they were good, good people. Okay,
it's what you want them to remember you as, right? They want to remember the good times and that you passed on good values.
Yep, I have fond memories of. I never met my mom's dad. He passed away when she was like 11 or 12. But my step grandfather, I guess I would call it, and my dad's dad, my dad's mom, my grandma on my mom's side, got to know him well. Spent a lot of time with him. I wish I would ask more questions when I was a teenager of how they grew up. But as a teenager, you know everything anyhow. So
yeah, that's the folly of youth, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, you don't think to ask the people who are wise in your life.
Yeah. But my grandma Bernice, my mom's mom, actually wrote an autobiography in her handwriting. So when she died unexpectedly, when they were in her house looking at her Bible, she had her funeral all planned out, prayers and hymns and all that stuff. There was an autobiography about 27 pages, handwritten.
Wow.
Yeah, and so after the funeral.
That's a treasure.
Yep. So after the funeral, my Uncle Leon out in California took it home with him and made copies of all, made it, put a spiral binder. You come to my office, I can show it to you.
Wow.
Okay? So if you read through that, here's a gal that was born in 1914. Her mom died when she was 2 or 3 years old. She had an older brother. Her dad couldn't take care of the girl. He's a farmer. So she basically was given to a neighbor. Neighbors kind of rotate from neighbor to neighbor until she's 18 years old and went off on her own. But it describes all that. And then having 5 kids and then her husband dying, my grandpa.
Think of what she saw. Yeah.
Yep. So that's very interesting to listen to, to read that. And I read it about once a year. And it's a good, kind of brings you back down.
Yeah.
But I wish my grandma Olga, who came from Germany when she was 19, 1922, I think it was, my wife and I saw her name on the wall, Ellis Island. Her name is on that wall.
Amazing.
Okay? but I wish Grandma Olga would have written down or recorded what Germany was like when she was there during World War I.
Yeah.
Okay.
Wow.
I know it was terrible. That's why she came here. Okay. But when my grandma immigrated from Germany, you had to have a sponsor, which happened to be the Lutheran Church back then, and you had to have a job lined up.
Exactly.
You had to have those documents in order before she went from Germany to New York, took the train to southern Minnesota. Okay. But my point of this whole thing is, two of our sons gave me a book for Father's Day. It's a Q&A. So what did I do when I was little? So I haven't started it yet.
So it kind of sets you up to write your own autobiography.
Yes, because you answer the questions that are in the book, okay? So when you're sitting down with your grandkids, tell them what life was like. You know, filmfully. Now, granted, some teenagers, well, okay, good story, Grandpa, but at least you're telling. So leave a legacy, okay?
Keep a journal.
Yep. Also, now your younger people listening, or for those who have younger people in your family, it's never too soon to start saving for retirement. Even if it's 10, 15, 20 bucks out of a paycheck.
That time value of money, I've been sharing that with my boys and just saying, you know, you guys are young. If you start putting away even a small amount regularly, you know, pay yourself first out of your paycheck. Boy, that can add up to so much money in retirement without really having to put in that hard effort at the end.
Yep. So if you take the beauty of compounding interest, and that's the key.
Yeah.
And if you take just a simple, like our middle son, it has a pretty good job. And has a pension plan there. Boss pays an HSA for him, the whole nine yards. And so I was sending numbers to him. If you put this much away every 2 weeks, you get a fair rate of return. I usually use 6%. It's a very conservative number. You're going to be a millionaire.
That's right.
Okay? Just by saving
$300-$400
a month when you're young. You know, look at these phones here. Maybe don't get the best one. Get second from best. Okay?
And take the savings and put it into savings.
Yes. One of our sons had a leased car. I talked him finally out of it when the lease was up to get rid of it. Get a cheaper car, so he saved himself $300 a month. Take that $300 a month, throw it at the other car. So when that car is paid off, you got 2 cars that are now paid off. Okay,
now you got $600-$700 a month
that you can start putting into retirement. Okay, so if you haven't done so already, just take your phones, your computers, and just start playing with numbers. There's programs put here. Put the value of a dollar. Just start figuring stuff out yourself. I, of course, will help you do that. But start saving as soon as you possibly can. Learn to negotiate.
Yeah. Oh, exactly. I mean, that's a skill so few people have these days, it seems.
Learn to negotiate. What's negotiating? Like, for example, when our middle son was shopping for that car, and again, I apologize for any car people listening here. You got to negotiate.
You got to negotiate.
Okay? You know, if I can save, you know, if I'm buying a new car or a different car, a lot of times I buy cars that have got 6,000-7,000 miles on them because it takes that big hit off the top. My dad never bought a car less than 100,000 miles on it.
I'm still more like him. I think the lowest mileage I've had on any car I bought is probably 80,000.
Yeah. But again, you don't need to. It still amazes me, and I don't know what words to use so I don't hurt anybody, but these young families drive in a $100,000 Suburban.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah.
And you think about it's probably leased. They're probably paying $1,200, $1,300, $1,400 a month payment.
Crazy.
Granted, we've had Suburbans when we had kids.
Okay. Yep, we did too, but they were used.
Yep. So again, learn to negotiate what you're going to pay on. We already talked about this. Pass along your knowledge to your kids and your grandkids. Let them know that grandma is a pretty smart people.
Heck yes.
They've been around the block a few times. Trust yourself and what's right for you.
Not everybody's retirement's going to be the same,
no,
is it?
No. There is no boilerplate retirement plan. So when John and Mary Smith come in the office, it's going to be a different plan than the Johnsons who were referred to us by the Smiths. So we get a lot of referrals from our existing clients, and I tell them, thanks for the referral, but remember, whatever we do for the Johnsons might be different than what you have.
That's right.
Because your situations are different.
Exactly.
It might be similar.
Your goals might be different.
Yep. Put your savings goal first. We already talked about that. Diversify and multiply your income streams. When you're in retirement, you want Social Security coming in, you want your pension coming in, and you want other sources of revenue that are coming in every month. So if one goes sour on you or goes bad or runs out of money, the other ones are still there.
Is there a science to how you take the money out? So I keep thinking of investments. You know, you've got them in different pots.
Right.
In investment, and there's probably some tax impacts depending on which money you take out from where or when.
Yep, we get your CPA involved. Okay, I'm not a tax preparer. I know tax law real good, but again, your CPA is your CPA.
Exactly.
So we'll get a hold of your CPA and say, how much can Steve and Paula take out of this account without jumping to the next highest tax bracket?
Okay? Right.
And get right up to it. Okay. Or if we bump into the highest tax bracket or higher tax bracket, what's that going to do to you? Another thing, too, is now with banks nowadays, a lot of us pay our bills electronically.
Yes,
out the office, I go click, 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 paid, 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 paid. But your banks also can keep track, and your credit cards now, too, can keep track of where your money's going. Is it entertainment? Is it vehicle expense or what it is? You can look at, see where I'm wasting money. Okay.
It's kind of a sobering analysis.
Yes. Where's money going out the window that I can back off on? So work on a budget. Work on keeping track of your expenses. Be consistent in putting money away for retirement.
Mm.
That's where these 401ks and simple plans are huge. Just automatic comes out of your check. You don't even miss it. Another one, so I think we're going to wrap up the show here pretty quick, but another one is avoid lifestyle inflation.
So tell me more about that.
Don't keep up with the Joneses.
Yeah. Yeah. You don't. Conspicuous consumption is what some people refer to it as. You don't need it.
Yeah. Don't keep up. You know, you're sitting there one day and the Joneses pull up with a new car. Well, if the Joneses can do it, I can do it too. Well, maybe you can, but do you really need? And again, car might not be a good example. But again, don't try to keep up to what the neighbors are doing, what your friends are doing. To set back and say, this is what we want to do.
That's why you set up a plan in the first place, right. And not everybody's plan is the same.
Everybody's different. So again, opportunity is to watch our workshop on the internet. We'll send you a link to how to do that. I'm not the person to call to ask Niles, how do you watch the workshop? I don't know how.
You have people who know
I have
that.
People that you can call and ask how to do that. But you can watch snippets of it. There are snippets of it on our website, too, GensFinancial.com. You can watch bits and pieces of it. You just want to watch the part about Social Security. You can just watch that 3-4 minute about Social Security.
Perfect.
A lot of good information. And I'll be back next week. I guess Bob's back next week, right?
Bob is back next week.
Good.
Absolutely.
Good.
If you're one of those people approaching retirement and you haven't thought through some of these things yet, Niles Gens and Gens Financial can help you do that. You can give them a call at 320-258-3688, 258-3688, and they will take care of you.
Yeah, thank you, and have a great 4th of July, everybody.
To you, too.
You, too, Steve.
Thank you, Niles.
Yep, you're welcome.
Niles Gens, Gens Financial, AM 1450, FM 99.3, KNSI.
Securities and investment advisory services offered through Osaic Wealth Incorporated, member FINRA SIPC. Gens Financial is located in St. Cloud and can be reached by calling 320-258-3688. AM 1450, FM 99.3, KNSI. Promotional consideration paid by Gens Financial Services.